2 years ago, the CMS board voted to close the school, saying it would save money and create better learning environments. Last night, the district provided a whole slew of data to begin to see if that was the actual effect. Superintendent Heath Morrison pointed out the academic data isn't straightforward.
It is important to remember it is a one-year snapshot. Some of the data, again, looks promising. Some of the data looks discouraging.
The report focused on students attending the newly formed pre-K through 8 schools. The results were mixed. They showed rising 4th and 5th graders did slightly better than the year before, and middle schoolers improved in some areas but declined in others. Results varied by school, but nearly all the combined schools continued to score low. Morrison said it's too early to tell what impact the closures really have had on academics. To determine that, he says the district needs 3 more years' worth of data.
I do believe that the positives outweigh the negatives.
That's Thomas Borough Principal Jan McKeever. Morrison called on her to share her experience as head of a newly formed pre-K through 8 school. She said the new school structure has eased transitions for kids, parents, and teachers. The information on cost savings is more cut and dry. CMS says the closures will save the district $5.2 million a year starting next year. And they also mean the district will avoid $138 million in renovation costs. But many schools that had extra space now have mobile classrooms to accommodate more students. A few parents came to listen to the presentation. Michelle Robinson was one of them. Her daughter went to Waddell High School, but was moved to South Mac because of the closures. Test scores dropped there, but not as much as at Harding High School.
I appreciate the snapshot. I was very disappointed in something, particularly E.E. Waddell into Harding. Those scores were just, it shouldn't get in the 40s, the drop.
Most of the school closures were in low-income, predominantly African-American neighborhoods, and that angered Robinson and many others. But she felt this report showed the district was listening. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.